Security throughout Washington, D.C., already tight, has been increased further since the terror alert level was raised. Two buildings in the city are reportedly targeted by al-Qaeda. The new security has upset some local officials. They fear the nation's capital, a major tourist destination and home to more than 500,000 residents, is being turned into a fortress. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The threat was to the World Bank and International Monetary Fund buildings located west of the White House. Police have set up checkpoints and restricted parking in those areas. They're also stopping and inspecting cars near the Federal Reserve. Security near the Capitol building has been stepped up, too. Cars are being stopped at 14 checkpoints on surrounding streets. One street has been closed altogether. Heavily armed police officers stand on the Capitol steps. Democrat Eleanor Holmes Norton, Washington, D.C.'s non-voting delegate to Congress, says the Capitol Police Department has gotten carried away.
Clearly, their first thought is cover our rear end. I can understand that. They've got two duties. One duty is to keep this place safe and secure. The other duty is to keep it open and accessible. And thus far, they are only attending to one of those duties. We're going to hold them accountable to both.
The Capitol Police Department doesn't see it that way. Spokesman Michael Lauer says the Capitol is still open and accessible, but police are taking the possibility of attack seriously.
Since D.C. is such a small city, any threat to D.C. we feel is a potential threat against us. And we certainly know that the Capitol is a very likely target that they've expressed interest in the past. So as a precaution, that's why we've taken the measures that we have.
Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House has been closed since the Oklahoma City bombing. Now the Secret Service plans to extend the perimeter further. The sidewalk that runs alongside the Treasury building on 15th Street will soon be closed, and officials are also considering banning truck traffic from 15th Street. Tourists near the White House seem to be taking the added security in stride. David G., a California resident, is visiting with his wife and son.
Well, I mean, it's just the way it's sign of the times. It's very unfortunate that you can't get anywhere near it. Obviously, it's not like Civil War when you could walk up the front door and, you know, knock on it, but still, it's unfortunate.
Local officials in Washington have been taken by surprise by many of the added security measures. The Capitol Police acted on their own to close down First Street, an action they had long wanted to take. Mayor Anthony Williams says too much emphasis has been placed on security of buildings and that his police resources are being stretched too thin.
In a city like Washington, D.C., you've got terrorism sometimes in your neighborhoods with juvenile violence, so you need the police coverage there. And it's very, very difficult balance to strike between taking care of your downtown responsibilities, but also taking care of your essential neighborhood responsibilities.
Washington, D.C.'s broad avenues were first plotted by Pierre L'Enfant in the late 18th century. It was an effort to give the new capital city a sense of grandeur. But now, unsightly Jersey barriers line many of the grand boulevards. Others are closed to the public, and nobody knows how long they'll remain so. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.